Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, Vatican Radio. Given Saturday 25th of May is the day the Church remembers St. Bede, in a few moments I'll be speaking to our popular Latin lover, in a rather unusual manner I have to say, about this English doctor of the Church and his command of Latin. So stay tuned, but do watch the change of pace as we speak of, among other things, Bede's life of St. Cuthbert, translating some curious passages about animals back into Latin. So stay tuned and listen to our popular Latin lover, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster. I've heard the Latin used by St. Bede the Venerable described as beautiful. His writings influenced such saints as Thomas Aquinas, Bonaventure, Robert Bellarmine, and many others, and is the only Englishman in Dante's Paradiso.
Oh.
So, what's St. Bede's Latin like?
Well, no, it's really very, very wonderful. He wrote the history of the church in England and all those nice things. And, I mean, for his time, I mean, it's very, very elegant. Probably the best of people writing at his time.
His time was known as the Dark Ages.
Yeah, which is really not true at all. I mean,
how'd you say the Dark Ages?
I mean,
Ages?
Okay. Secula obscura. Tenebricosa.
He was an English scholar monk who travelled no further than Lindisfarne, right? Yet was renowned.
Oh, yeah.
But the brothers on Lindisfarne, where he lived at one point, asked him to write the biography of their great saint, Cuthbert. Have you read the biography of the great saint Cuthbert?
No.
Cuthbert was a shepherd boy who, at the age of 15, had a vision while watching sheep.
Yeah, I don't know. I know people by the name of Cuthbert.
How do you say a shepherd boy had a vision while watching sheep?
Custodiens oves accepit visionem puer.
And then he had lots of wild stories about Cuthbert. For example, in snakes, he said, no reptile is to be seen in Ireland. How would he have said that in Latin, in his beautiful Latin?
Serpentes nullas videri licet in Hibernia.
No snake can live there.
Neque ibi vivere possunt.
For although snakes have often been taken there from Britain, as the boat approaches the land, they are affected by the scent of its air and perish. In other words, snakes perish in Ireland. How do you say that?
Periunt serpentes in Hibernia.
In fact, almost everything that comes from that island gives protection against poison.
Oh, my. Fere omnia quae ibi nascuntur presidium adversus venenam prebent.
For example, when people were suffering from snake bite, well, he said there weren't any snakes, but in Ireland, so I don't know why he says this, but we have seen leaves of manuscripts from Ireland scraped, and the scrapings dropped in water and given as a drink, and this treatment immediately took away all the pain of spreading poison and completely reducing the swelling.
Yeah, that's interesting.
How do you say all that in Latin?
No, I'm not going to.
Yes, you are.
You can.
An antidote against snake bite.
Remedium adversus serpentium morsus.
Manuscripts from Ireland scraped and the scrapings dropped in water and given as a drink.
Codices ex Hibernia illate scalpe bantur et reliquiae aqua miscebantur.
And took away all the pain of spreading poison and completely reduced the swelling.
What is spreading poison?
Well, the poison, the snake poison.
Took away the pain of spreading poison.
Yeah.
Hei comi abstulerunt dolores veneni serpentis.
And completely reduced the swelling.
Et omnino compescuit tumorem.
What is this
all about, Cuthbert?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
In the life of Cuthbert, it's about animals. We have Cuthbert who immersed himself in the cold North Sea and emerged to be dried by two otters. This is from the life of Cuthbert, from Bede's life of Cuthbert, right?
Yeah.
And basically what happened was that one night one of the brothers of the monastery saw him going silently out. This was Cuthbert, no? And they secretly followed in his footsteps to discover where he was going and what his purpose was. It's like spying on him, no? How do you say spying?
Specula bantur eum.
Anyway, this was night time, no? When dawn approached, he went onto the land and again began to pray, kneeling on the shore. As he did so, there at once came out from the depths of the sea 2 4-footed creatures, which are commonly called otters.
Otters? What are otters? Oh, I know otters, like sea lions or something.
Well, we can call them like that.
I don't even know. I don't really... I don't know. I don't know my animals.
Okay, well, how do you say otters came out of the sea?
Bene, quadrupedes emergeronte mari.
Stretching themselves out in front of him on the sand, they began to warm his feet with their breath.
Oh.
How do you say that?
Say in arena, protendentes, well, extendentes, ceperunt calefacere eius pedes.
And sought to dry him on their fur, like they were beach towels or something.
Intelligo, intelligo, bene, suaque pelle eum arefacere.
Like beach towels?
Abstergere. Abstergere.
He didn't say that, I did.
Manutergia maritima. Sea towels.
They're not, they're beach towels. How do you say beach?
They didn't have a word. They didn't have no litus. Litoria. Manutergia litoria.
Having performed their services, they received his blessing and slid back beneath the waves in which they lived. Cuthbert also soon returned home and sang the hymns of the office with the brothers at the proper hour. So basically what happened was that Cuthbert, after having had the otters dry him because he was all soaked, this was like a miracle, no?
Yeah, yeah.
How do you say miracle?
A miraculum, that's easy. Erat quasi miraculum, ferme, ferre miraculum.
And you were listening there to Carmelite, Father Reginald Foster, who is currently teaching Latin in the United States, but was for many years and under many popes, papal Latinist. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.